Today, my father was crucified. He was accused of being a thief, but I knew he was so much more than that. He was a liar. He was a murderer. He abused my family, and I hated him. For as long as I can remember growing up in Jerusalem, I would see my mother working as hard as she could to support my family, and my father doing what he did best, being a thief. I would cringe every single time I heard a knock at the door because I knew that he was home. My mother would soon be on the floor with a bruise on her face, and I would have to run and hide in my room. I would see all my friends with their perfect families and their fathers and my father, who was a thief, and I was so ashamed. I thought he deserved to be up there on that cross for all of the things that he did to me and my family. There were two other men with him up there. One was another thief, and one who was in the middle, who had a sign above him, and it said, "This is the King of the Jews." All around me, everywhere, I heard people mocking him, including my own father. Even with his last minutes of life, he was ridiculing and mocking someone right next to him, who was dying right along with him. I heard this Jesus cry out, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." Did that mean my father, who was just mocking and ridiculing him right next to him? I heard this man was supposed to be the Messiah. He was supposed to save us from the Romans, but he's on a cross. So that's the end of that. People were yelling at him, telling him to save himself if he really was the Messiah. One of those was another thief. He turned to Jesus and he said, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." Then something happened that I will never forget. My own father turned to this man and he said, "Don't you fear God when you are dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he turned to Jesus and he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "I assure you today, you will be with me in paradise." Back to reality. This story about the thief on the cross has always been very hard for me to grasp and understand. How could God just forgive someone who was just ridiculing him, who's just mocking him, who had been a sinner all his life, who has never even had a chance to live a Christ-filled life? About 5 years ago, me and my family went through a pretty hard time. Someone very close to us hurt us very deeply, and there were many, many different ways that we were affected by it. It seemed like every single part of my life was affected by it in some way. It killed me to see my family like this, and it killed me to feel helpless. I hated seeing them in so much pain. I then had an extreme hatred for this person or people that did this to my family or created what happened. I came to the conclusion that these people were an exception to forgiveness. I did not need to forgive them. No one needed to forgive them. They did not deserve forgiveness. I told people that they should forgive. I said, "The Bible says to forgive, so we should forgive." But I did not forgive. I always had a hatred. A few years later, I then started to become very discouraged myself, and I couldn't understand how I personally could be forgiven. How could I be blameless and be pure? And how could I deserve to go to heaven, a perfect place? How could I deserve to go there? I remember coming downstairs one day, and I asked my dad, I said, you know, how could I deserve to go to heaven? And he told me about the thief on the cross. He said, with one question, with one sincere heart, the thief was saved. This left me feeling so incredibly set free and so happy. All I had to do was sincerely ask God for forgiveness and that I wanted to be part of his plan. The hard work of someone paying a price was already done. I didn't need to worry about that. John 6:40 says, "For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life, that I should raise them at that last day." It amazed me that Jesus was literally dying for the thief right beside him. The thief had the opportunity to turn and ask Jesus for forgiveness, to ask to be a part of his plan. I realized something. How could I think that I deserve salvation more than the ones who hurt me? Didn't God die for all sinners? Romans 5:6-9 says, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now no one is likely to die for a good person, though someone might be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's judgment. While I was still a sinner, he died for me. I'm no better than even the ones who hurt me." Back to the story. When I saw my father ask to be part of the Messiah's plan and accept that act of forgiveness, I realized something. That's what I want. All of the little things that I did in my life that I thought did not compare to my father's were now being laid out right in front of me. They were being dealt with. They were being noticed because of the amazing amount of grace that he was showing. It was as if my sins were being burned up just like that. They were gone forever. When I saw that man, my father, ask for forgiveness, who was never even able to follow the Messiah like all those disciples that were always around him, I realized the Messiah didn't just do that for my father. He didn't just offer it to my father. He did that for me. There's a reason why he didn't just end his agony, because he could have. I would have. But he had a mission to fulfill. He had a price to pay. Mine. I put the creator of the universe up there on that cross. Back to reality. The place of grace, the hill that we all call Calvary, it's still relevant today. It reminds us that we can be forgiven daily with one question, with one sincere heart, with one Savior. Ephesians 2:4-5 says, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so very much that even while we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's special favor that you have been saved." There will always be people in life that are going to disappoint you. And there are always going to be people in your life that will hurt you. Our family, our friends, our teachers, our siblings. But I want to challenge all of you guys to make this place, to make your dorms, your homes, and yourselves a place of grace. To forgive one another, to strengthen one another. take hold of the gift of grace and say yes to him tonight. There's nothing that you could ever do or ever say or ever think that would make him change his mind about the price that was already paid for you on that cross. Your cross has been carried. The choice of everlasting life is given to you. What will you choose?